Kalim chapter 8, Mishnah 10. Magat tamei meis. If a person touches someone who's rendered impure by corpse tumor, shayu oichlin umashkin lesoich piven. He's got in his mouth food and liquids. Right? He's got food and liquids in his mouth. So the person becomes tamei to the first degree because he's touched someone else who was rendered impure by corpse tumor. And then hichnis reisha la'avera taner tar. And then he puts his head with this food and liquid inside the interior of an oven, with the food and liquid in his mouth. Timuhu, says the Mishnah, he renders the oven impure. And explains the Kahati, he himself can't render the oven impure because he's a first degree, and a first degree can't make a utensil impure. But the impure liquids affect the oven by rabbinic decree. The rabbis made a special decree that impure liquids will affect the oven. So over here, the food in his mouth is irrelevant, but the liquid in his mouth will make that oven impure by rabbinic decree.
About saliva or
water? No, well, it's talking about the liquid that was in his mouth. He had food and liquid in his mouth. V'tar shay oichlin umashkin l'soich piv, a pure person who has food and drink in his mouth, v'hichnis roisha la'avira tanur tameh, and he puts his head inside an impure oven. So now it's the other way around. The oven now is impure, and he's pure, and he's got food and liquid in his mouth. Netmuhu. So they become, the food and liquid in his mouth, they become impure.
Sure.
Since because they went inside that impure oven, right?
Would that make him impure then?
No, it won't, because it'll be too low a level of impurity to make him impure. Yeah, so it brings over here that the fact that it's inside his mouth is immaterial, because we had before of the chicken swallowing the sherets. So that's only when he swallows it, when it goes down into his digestive system. But if it's considered in his mouth, it's not considered like a tzimid patil, like a closed off area. So it's just considered normally in the Well, no, he's not a vessel. It's not.
So why does
it's not? So does that's why it doesn't protect the liquid. That's why the liquid becomes impure. Hay oichel devela biyadam musavos. Okay, completely different case. Person's eating fig cakes with soiled hands, i.e., says the Kati, hands that they haven't been washed, right? They haven't been recently ritually washed. And they're impure to a second degree by rabbinic law. So if your person hasn't washed their hands, so rabbis decree that the hands are impure to a second degree, and that's rabbinic law, right? So now he's eating cakes over there, right? Fig cakes. Hichnis yad lesoch piv litl et atzror. And what he does is he puts his hand in his mouth to remove some grit, right? So now what's he done over here? His hand is now in his mouth, and his hand was impure to a second degree. So what's the halacha here? So Rabbi Meir Matama, Rabbi Meir says the fig cakes are impure. Why? Because his second degree hands make the saliva in his mouth first degree tameh. And that's also by rabbinic decree, special rabbinic decree, that it makes the saliva first degree tameh, and then the saliva makes the fig cakes second degree tumor. So indirectly, he's making the fig cakes second degree. And again, all of this is by rabbinic law. Rabbi Yehuda Matar, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the fig cake is pure. Why? Because he says saliva is not considered a liquid like that until you spit it out, according to him. Until he spits it out, the saliva is not considered an independent liquid. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, im hafach tameh, im lo hafach tameh. If he turns over the fig cake in his mouth before he inserts it, then it's impure, because then he's moved the saliva around in his mouth, and then it's considered a liquid. But if he hasn't turned over the fig cake in his mouth, then the saliva is not considered an independent liquid, and then it would still be pure. And last case, hay a punjan l'soch piv, if he's got a small Roman coin inside his mouth, Rabbi Yossi says, if he put it into his mouth because of thirst, right? What's that? To simulate the saliva. This apparently they put a coin in their mouth to stimulate the saliva. Then tameh. Then the fig cake would be impure, even if he didn't turn it over, because the simulated saliva makes it be considered a liquid. Okay, so quite complicated cases because there's a lot of rabbinic law in this. According to Torah law, none of these steps like would it be effective, you know? But the rabbis decree, we don't have time to go into exactly why they decreed these things, but because they decreed a person's hands tamei to a second degree, because etc., so then therefore it makes things tamei.